This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
At this point in the show, we usually talk about what's trending on Twitter, and we are still going to do that. But a new hashtag has actually entered the picture, and that is MCMC, I think, probably directly in relation to the story that we're talking about. But we are going to take a more positive approach, because actually for today, we want to talk about Azwan Omar, a man who has gone viral for driving from Malacca to Shah Alam in order to help rescue flood victims. And this is a really wholesome story. So Azwan Omar is really trending on Twitter. And this is because last Sunday, he, a 29-year-old man from Malacca, basically drove to Shah Alam with a boat tied to the roof of his Perodua Viva. He actually works as a machine operator in Malacca, and this has been reported by a number of outlets. But he did tell FMT that he applied for emergency leave and travelled to Shah Alam with only 50 ringgit and the boat tied to his Viva. And he has actually saved dozens of flood victims who were stuck in their homes, including a mother with a newborn, as well as an elderly couple, one of whom was disabled. And like I said, he's gone really viral. People are tweeting, just highlighting how good what he did was. He has also received a lot of donations from the public, and he subsequently just channeled those donations on to NGOs and flood victims. He did also say that really he only wanted to help. He did not ask for the attention nor expect the attention he has been receiving from the internet, which makes me a little bit uncertain about giving him more attention on radio. But nonetheless, I think it's so deserved. He also said that he hopes that more people will come out to help people in need. And the tweets are, like I said, extolling the virtues of a person, one person deciding that they want to make a change, that they want to help, and then just taking action. For example, let's see, Canon 747 says, "This is a good man, a man of action, Azwan Omar." Meanwhile, Edwin tweets, "In our tough times, when we're about to give up, when the tide is high, Azwan Omar will be there for you. A commoner just like us will step up and give his all." Meanwhile, Atika says, "Mr. Azwan Omar, you are the real one. Thank you so much. Not all heroes wear capes. Some might drive a Viva with a boat tied at the back." There are also a bunch of tweets. I feel a little bit odd talking about this the day after we discussed Myvi in the same segment. But there are also a lot of tweets urging Perodua maybe to provide a sponsorship of some kind, because the Viva part of the story has also gotten a huge amount of attention. There is also just a real focus on what one person can do with not necessarily a lot of resources, right? Just a desire to help and a plan, and then taking action with said plan. I think there has been a lot of talk this week about kita jaga kita, rakyat jaga rakyat. There has also been worries about what decentralized aid could mean, whether or not there are issues with distribution, whether or not there are people falling through the cracks. But I think the other way of looking at it is that when you have a lot of hands on the ground, or when you have people who are actually taking the time to come all the way to affected areas, it is also possible that you might be able to help more people than you ordinarily would have been able to. So yeah, it's a nice one, perhaps for Friday, as well as for Christmas Eve. The other reason why I wanted to mention why the name Azwan Omar is trending is because for a little while he was just sort of Abang Viva. I think that was the way he was being referred to on Twitter. There was Abang Viva, there was Man from Malacca. So for a while there was a sense of mystery around this, and now I think everybody just wants to give shine where it's due. So let us know, how did you feel about hearing the story and the efforts that were made? Are there any other unsung heroes that you want to shout out? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
On today on Twitter, we discussed Azwan Omar, who is a man who has gone viral for tremendous good deeds, basically driving from Malacca to Shah Alam with a boat tied to the roof of his Viva and 50 ringgit and saving dozens of flood victims. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on that story as well. And like I said, people are making that connection. For example, we have this from Francesca, who says, "Kudos to Mr. Azman. I just wish that the government could do better rather than justifying inaction." And I think in talking about the government response, this has actually been a key pain point for many people, which is not just the speed of said response, but subsequently also just the lack of clarity as to why what happened happened. You know, various ministers and organizations have weighed in, and yet the picture as to why it was that the response was slow or why it was that certain decisions were made actually still remain unclear. We also have this from Ku, who says, "A man with only 50 ringgit and lots of heart can do so much. What has our ministers with hundreds of thousands ringgit salary paid by the rakyat done for the rakyat? Some publicity and high heels is all I see." And yes, I think that, I mean, in thinking about what they've done, it's also important here to consider, I guess, what their role is supposed to be. And this is, I think, a point that has been raised time and time again across the station, I'm sure across other channels as well, which is, we see, you know, this sort of turun padang behavior, the idea that I will go and I'm going to help you clean up. But of course, with MPs, with ministers, the role ideally should be also to work in an official sense, right? To ensure that aid is being directed appropriately, to ensure that centers are being set up, and more broadly speaking, to really push for policy that is going to ensure that flood mitigation as well as disaster management are improved. So yeah, I mean, while we're asking what it is that our ministers and MPs are doing, I think it's also important to remember what it is that they should be within the purview of their job. We also have an anonymous message who says, and this is in relation to the social media takedown, saying, "Why am I not surprised by the government's attempts to clam up? This move also shows that our leaders still have a long way before they can handle feedback in a mature manner. Anyway, siapa makan cili, dia rasa pedas." And I've translated that saying before on air, but just in case, it's just, he who eats the chili tastes the heat, I think is the cleanest way, or they who consume the chili. But yeah, I think the reference to, if you feel the heat, then, you know, maybe it's time for a little bit of self-reflection. So keep those thoughts coming, whether it is about Azwan Omar and his good deed of driving from Malacca to Shah Alam with a boat tied to his Viva to help people, and he indeed did help many, many flood victims, or whether it is about attempts to take social media posts down that have been critical of the way the government handled the floods. You can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.